Yeah, I think you woke up this morning and you said, I want to fuck up the podcast.
Yeah.
Also,
guilty.
Yeah, Grant, I owe you an apology.
Guilty.
I didn't realize I didn't send you my audio last week until I opened up my email today, and there's just it's just sitting in the draft, just waiting for me to hit send.
Well, I've been there.
That is the nice thing, is like, now that we all have mic setups at home, the Zoom actually is pretty damn good. At the risk of starting this episode off talking about audio quality, this one's gonna turn out so bad.
I mean, one day we'll figure it out.
I'm gonna get recording. I don't think we ever will figure it out.
No, we won't. That's okay though.
Check.
You guys, what the hell? hold on. Let me kick this off. Hold on. Tortured. You guys listen to the new Tortured Poets Department?
No.
It kind of stinks.
I assume that's the Taylor Swift album.
That's the Taylor Swift album.
That's what it's called?
It's called the Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah, I'm looking for the Tortured Poets Department.
Ring. Hi, you just called the Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah, it's right next to the... You're going to be looking right next to the trash compactor over there. That's where the Tortured Poets Department is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She clocked in for a long shift at the department.
I just woke up.
Dude, I just woke up too, man.
It feels like I woke up into an alternate universe. I feel like I would have heard about this Taylor Swift album.
Yeah, are you online?
Not really anymore, no.
Yeah, I don't think you would then.
I'm just doing gigs and jacking off. me, I've been jacking off and doing gigs.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically it, man.
What else is there to life? The life of a stand-up comedian.
That actually sounds like the true Tortured Poet Department right there.
Jacking off and going on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I'm going right back to bed after this.
That sounds like a good idea.
So, listeners, I hope you're happy. We all woke up. we all woke up to hang out for a little bit.
And honestly, it doesn't seem like any of us really want to.
I know, dude. We should pot at like a time when we... Whatever. Okay, we can talk about that later.
No, this is good. This is good because I just did... I kind of feel... But I think probably a lot of people listen to this in the morning, right? So we're like matching their sleepy energy.
Mm, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I got a little coffee going.
Me too.
Nice. Did you guys dream about anything interesting? Do you remember your dreams?
I've been having just scary dreams recently, just stress dreams constantly.
Do you take melatonin to go to bed?
No, I don't.
Mm. I've been taking melanin to go to bed.
That's why you look so great.
Yeah.
That's why you're getting so tan. Mm-hmm. I noticed you were turning Puerto Rican.
Yeah, some people would call it tan. Others would call it something else.
I wonder what that would be.
I've been having real soul dreams. You know, I'm taking a
like the movie Soul?
Yeah.
Like where?
Like I'm the guy in the movie Soul. And I'm late to my jazz show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I had a dream. I dreamt I had $200 cash.
It's a good dream.
$200?
No, I have money. I'm just because, my dream. I was like, what if you had 200 extra dollars?
Yeah, because usually your dreams are about like wish fulfillment. You know, like something.
The most amount of money my brain could possibly conjure up.
$200.
It's like, yeah. It's like, what if you had enough to go to a nice dinner?
The mouse running on the wheel inside your brain was just cooking overtime on this one, dude.
Yeah.
Really, really running that wheel.
Yeah, I mean, like, I one time dreamt that, like, I was, like, watching my... I was, like, a garden hose in, like, a backyard in my old home, and I'm, like, watching my family, like, play. I'm, like, not... I'm, like, an inanimate object watching, like, my family grow up in, like, a time lapse.
Were you watching yourself or were you
like
removed?
A little bit, not really. It seems really vague, but it's just like, it's funny that like your brain can do that. And then it's also just like, you know, tits. It's like,
yeah. I like that tits, your brain
tits are good. And also what if you had 200 extra dollars?
I like that your brain can do that. But then if you're like, all right, what's like 42 minus 19? You're like,
impossible.
Oh, fuck,
get the gun and kill me right now.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I don't know how to spell restaurant. I work in a restaurant, and every single time I'm going to spell restaurant, I'm like, oh, fuck.
You just got to remember the ant part is at the end. The part that doesn't have
the
U
part,
is at the end.
It confuses me.
Ant.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they throw an E on the end of that, too, if they're feeling spicy. Over in Europe, you're going to run into this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spell restaurant now. Wait until you go to Europe, Tommy. It's going to be spelled even different.
I just got used to now.
You're like, why is there a fucking I where the E usually is? God mm-hmm. damn it. Where's the U?
Mm-hmm. You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about countries and the world, because I'm like I'm a worldly man as now, you know. I'm now a worldly
Because you planned a trip to Europe. Because
yeah,
I bought a ticket to Europe.
Yeah, you're not even yet. It's still in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit of a renaissance, you know. I'm an intellectual. I love the arts. I love Europe. I love wine. I love culture, you know. And I was thinking about how Russia is in Asia.
And Europe.
Yeah, it's Eurasia.
But it is Asia. It is. Yeah. Like Russia is in, you know, and I was like, kind of laughing at like a guy who like sees Putin on TV and is like, that is a full-blown Asian man right there. that guy is Asian. Mm-hmm. You know, you're eating borscht soup and you're like, this borscht, I love this Asian cuisine right
eating
here.
Eating it with
this,
chopsticks.
Eating borscht with chopsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, this Asian cuisine tastes delicious.
So wait, Russians are Asian. Indians are also Asian. Asians are taking over the world. Soon Africans are going to be Asian.
They got a lot.
Yeah.
How long until we too are Asian?
Oh, I'm traveling to my favorite. I'm traveling to Asia this summer. Oh, where are you going? Oh, only my favorite country, Russia. I'm going to. Yeah.
Do you know what's kind of a cool version of Asian people is Filipinos? Because they have like Mexican names. Because they were taken over by the Portuguese or the Spanish, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you meet one of these guys. They're named like Roberto Menendez Clemente, and it's.
And you're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's over here looking like Putin. You know what I mean? It's just
and then you
wild.
And then you got Asian guys who are white.
Yeah.
You got Asian guys who are white in Russia.
They're really.
And no one's talking
to,
about it.
Sorry to
do this offensive Asian accent, but oh, I love borscht soup. Oh, it's so good in my mm-hmm. Russian tummy.
You're going to get canceled, dude.
Sorry for pulling that one out.
Yeah. Put it back in.
I spilled so much coffee all over my desk right when we started. God.
And do you think that messed up your microphone settings?
I don't know.
Do you think it was the coffee?
Maybe, actually. Yeah. I think we figured
it
out. I think we got to the bottom of this one, detective.
That's why your mic was sounding weird.
Yeah, there was just, it was like one of those times. Oh, yeah, there's coffee on my phone right now. Love that.
The hot dog man spilled coffee on his cell phone.
I've been trying to do. So I've been getting up earlier, which is weird, which is why I thought you guys would be okay with a 10 a.m. record.
Well, dude, I do shows on the weekends, baby.
Yeah? It's not, dude, come on. It's nice to get up early.
You know
also,
what?
Yeah, I will clarify. This is my preference because I have shit to do on Sundays. So
I
yeah.
will say I'm happy I'm up. But when my alarm went off, I went, God, I hate Grant.
It's also 11 o'clock where you are. So
yeah, well, I stayed up till 2 in the morning.
That's not bad.
I stayed up till 2 as well. Yeah, you're fine, dude.
Dude, guys, shut the fuck up.
It's like podcasting dude, with a teenager, dude.
Just let me be fucking upset, dude.
I don't want to be up.
I'm up. He's just yelling at us from the other room.
No, yeah. Dude, literally shut up, dude. It was hard.
Okay, before I get to what I, that I do have to apologize to both my parents for like that whole era of getting up in the morning of just like doing battle with your parents every single morning. I don't know if you guys were like that, but I was just like lying to them from the bed, just being like, I am up. And I'm just,
yeah, it's a game of chess.
Going back to sleep every 3 minutes.
Dude, Danny would not get, he would not get up.
What?
He would have to get like shaken, you know?
One time my mom threw water in my face to wake me up. But that was only one time. And honestly, it was pretty funny. Looking back, it's like
just a thing from, I thought that was just a thing from like 80s movies.
Dude, it does work though. When someone throws water in your face, you're like, I guess I'm fucking up now. Dude.
Yeah, you
what
can't go back
fuck?
To sleep.
Because you don't want to sleep on a wet pillow either.
No, yeah, it works every time.
What did you do? I mean, that would be like, close to hands on sight for anybody who does that to me, except for your mom, I guess.
I was like 16, and I'm sure I almost tried to kill her for like a second, you know, like in my brain, I was like, I have to kill you now. Yeah. One time, just real quick, my mom was telling me, cause I told her how Miranda's been accusing me of pushing out my farts. Not guilty.
Versus instead of just letting them happen.
Yeah. And, I have been pushing them out, but I told my mom that. I've been forcing the farts because I get a tummy ache if I don't.
I feel like that's not good for you though.
I feel like if you're doing to it to not get fart. A tummy ache, you're not forcing them. You're letting them
you don't
just come
force
as
them.
They forcing no. them would be that's you could poop yourself.
Listen, I'm not true. Holding a gun to the fart's head and saying get the fuck out of my ass, all right? I am pushing them. But it's so I don't get a tummy ache. And my mom said, "Well, you better not shit your pants." And I go, "Mama, I would never shit my pants when I'm just trying to fart." And she goes, "Well, you did one time." And I go, "What?" And then she said, when I was like 4 years old, my uncle was over and I was trying to impress him. And so I was laying on my back and I had my knees up to my chest. And then I was like, I was making fun of, I had this preschool
trying to
teacher.
Impress your uncle by showing him your asshole.
No, dude. I was like,
sunning your perineum.
You like this, you sick fuck.
Well, hold on. So I'm just wearing underwear, right? And I had this preschool teacher who had a Texas accent. So I'm like mocking her. I'm like doing her
voice. Oh, you've
voice.
Talked about this before.
And then, and then I was pushing out farts for my uncle and just shit my pants. And my mom told me about that. And I was like, well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Mom. The only difference between me now and then is I won't shit my pants if I do that. I figured out how to not shit my pants.
You haven't changed. You're doing an impression.
I just do that on stage now.
Yeah. You've been this guy forever.
I will say that is a crazy amount of hubris for you to just say you've learned how to not shit your pants. I think...
I have.
I don't know. Pride cometh before the fall, Ryan.
Poopris.
I'm
poobris.
I'm very in touch with my body right now.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Queen.
That is nice.
I love that for you, sis.
It's the goal of every
dude. You know what's kind of
every
sick
blossoming
about,
woman.
You know what's kind of sick about being a guy who like has a blue collar job, and then when you start getting fat, you just kind of look like you've been working out more. Like it's just like I've been like putting on more weight, but I take my shirt off and I'm like, dude, honestly, you still kind of just look like a little gorilla. You know, you look all right, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's correct. It's what should happen.
It's because you just lift bags of salt. That's your job. You're one step removed from being a salt miner.
When I drive a big truck, and so that's hard when you're steering. You got to really be strong to steer those trucks.
Mm-hmm. But what I was going to say,
sorry.
That I do, that's okay.
And let me just cut you off, Grant, right now and tell you a story about how I grew up.
Buddy.
Tell you the story about how I was when I was a child.
It's called podcasting.
Just playing.
I've been trying to do this little like 5-minute yoga stretch when I get up in the morning, like a little YouTube. I get that cooking. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been helping. It's been helping
with
the wake
up. What yoga poses are you doing?
It's like a bit of downward dog, and then that's like a good into one. Like a plank, and you pedal out your heels when you're in the downward dog, and then
that's what I do in the sauna at my job.
Yeah, yeah, it's I don't know. It's weird. I've done it maybe like every other morning for the past couple weeks, and I'm already like I can tell I can just do it like way easier. It's weird how your body can respond like that quickly to.
You're getting strong.
I don't
know. He's getting stronger. I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you and I'm thinking he's growing.
Yeah, Grant, I got an idea for you. Instead of doing this sissy yoga stuff, why don't you get a fucking job? why don't you get a real job, bro?
Dude, I've been working.
Why don't you gain 20 pounds Uber Eats with a couple bags of salt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, is Uber Eats more expensive or less expensive out in the suburbs?
I haven't been doing it too much, honestly. We'll do like pizza like once a week.
On Uber Eats?
No. Okay. Just Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clay got some Uber Eats last night. I came home. Big bag of Wingstop. I said, brother spent some money. My boy... He Dude. Treated himself on a Saturday night.
Clay is so beast, man. Just, like, ordering Wingstop in New York City is such a elite move.
Dude, he's so beast. He made, like, way more money than me this year because he works his job more than me. And I don't think he saved any because he's an Uber Eats head.
Damn.
Dude, there's just Uber Eats guys, man. It kills you.
Yeah. He's on the Ryan Call lifestyle.
I haven't done it one time because I feel like if I start... Then yeah. It's like it'll be too easy. I just knowing that I can have Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I can't play in that reality.
You can't engage that you can't build that pathway even one time.
I can't make that connection in my brain that like that exists.
It's like a heroin, like the first time you do heroin, you know.
Yeah. Uber Eats is heroin.
I've ordered on Uber Eats probably like 3 or 4 times and gotten to the end and then just like canceled out of it because I just can't bring myself to actually pay like
$20. That's like when a guy is like perusing in his car at 3 a.m. and looking at hookers.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, and he's like, what am I doing? I love my wife. what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Just drive home, you crazy bastard.
Yeah, just filling your cart up.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I had a crazy, I got an apology demand. I was in an Uber I was going to my Bell House show on Monday. I had like 8 shows this week.
Nice.
I was going to my Bell House show on Monday, really fun show. I was in the Uber, I was running late, and my Uber is just like this guy just like runs across the street. He didn't have a walkway, and my Uber like stops, and then the guy's like, hey, oh, I'm walking here. Oh, New York, you know? And then my Uber is just like, all right, okay, fine. And then the guy he has a drink, and he throws it through the window right in my fucking face.
What?
And I'm, like, on the way to, like, my show, and I'm like, what the fuck, man?
It's like a big moment for me, dude.
I was like, dude, I have a show.
What was it?
Luckily, it was just water. Thank God.
Okay.
But then I was all wet. And then me and the Uber driver just looking at this guy like, what the fuck, dude? I literally did not want to be wet.
Did he get the driver too?
Dude, he just got me. And I'm like, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm not driving. I'm in the back. When have you ever seen a guy sitting in the back seat driving the car?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Anyways, then I had to go in the bathroom and dry off, and it was a whole thing. Whole mess. And then I was like, oh, now I'm going to bomb because the world hates me. I didn't bomb. I persevered. Mm-hmm. But you know when like something bad happens to you and you're like, well, the universe is against me tonight, and I will be bad on stage. But I went, nope, no way.
But that show was good?
Dude, it was good. And my grandpa and my dad were there, which I was kind of nervous about because I have that joke about them being janitors. And
yeah,
but it is like true-ish.
Did they like it?
Yeah, they apparently they just love to be like mentioned, you know. And then because I do talk about my dad and my grandpa a little bit on stage. And then so, like, all these, like, comedians are there. So then we're outside, and everyone's, like, everyone's paying respect to Phil and John, which was nice.
It does kind of seem like there's two types of people, two types of reactions you get from, like, mentioning somebody in stand-up. It's either, like, don't do that, don't yeah. talk about me, or, like, just complete obliviousness to, like, you airing out anything, like, anything so, like, you want about that person.
Like, and yeah. I knew you couldn't resist, but talking about me up there.
Yeah.
I knew I was so fucking funny that you would have...
Or they're just, like... Are they, like, they're just, like, I knew you were... you think about me. Yeah. Like,
I mean, it is.
Me.
Yeah, it is kind of a compliment, usually. As long as you're not, like, this guy's such a fucking asshole.
Well, my dad's, like... Well, because my dad and my grandpa, they were, like... they managed, like, Janet... like, teams. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, cleaning crews and stuff. And... But in the joke, you just say they're janitors.
So they were like underbosses. If you're looking at it like a mafia type scheme, they were like capos.
They would like come in, like they do a little cleaning. They would like be like, all right, good, you know, good work, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
order the soldiers around.
Yeah, building's good, you know. but then my dad really did get me and my brother. It's so because the joke is that we're like nepo babies, you know. But it is funny because like. The pandemic happens, and me and my older brother don't have a job, and we're like, Dad, hire us to be janitors. And he's like, all right. And he, like, hires us to be janitors. And then we're janitors for, like, you know, a couple months. And then all our friends start getting unemployment, and we're like, Dad, fire us because we want to get unemployment. And he's like, oh, yeah, for sure. And he just fires us, and we're like, dude, we're total nepo babies.
I believe that's documented in, like, the first 30 episodes of this podcast, actually.
Was I working as a janitor when this podcast started?
I think so.
I was also doing a little construction that summer.
Yeah. I think both of you guys worked construction as well, like when it was first starting.
I had like 7 jobs during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I was also phone banking for Biden, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Are you going to do that again this year?
Phone bank for Biden?
Yeah, dude. Come on, man. Come on. Man.
I didn't even want to do it then. I was, like, actively on Facebook, like, if you vote for Biden, you suck. And then I'd, like, call people up, and I'd be like, come on, man, just give it a try. Like, I would just, like, call, like, a 90-year-old woman up. Like,
you had that phone banking for ISIS joke?
Yeah, I would phone bank for anyone who's paying me $20 an hour.
Dude, you gotta clip that up, post that. That'll
work maybe,
right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's got, Ryan, he's got the business mind.
Mm-hmm.
Grant is our manager.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just bad news. Bad news for us.
Mm-hmm. For everybody.
I've been sending out emails, boys, and it is dry out there.
Crap.
No, welcome to the Week Cool podcast, I suppose we should say. Thank you guys for being here. It's this is the early morning... The Zoo Crew commute podcast.
Yeah. Do you guys have any apologies to demand? Anyone grind your gears, Ryan?
Yeah, I didn't get any raise at work despite blowing away every analytic and also training everyone. So I'm going to unionize my job and then quit. I'm pretty fucking furious. I want to kill my boss. hey, Aquarius Home Services, if you're listening,
Ryan.
Fuck you fuckers. I hope you choke on every dollar you took from hardworking guys who actually do this shit like me, you fat fucks.
Mm-hmm.
I hate, don't fucking use Aquarius Home Services. I don't give a fuck if they fire me. I don't care what happens to me.
They're not going to fire you.
Yeah, I'm too good.
Dude, Aquarius is such a, like, epic name for what you guys do. It makes me picture, like a deep sea god, like Poseidon is fixing your water.
I'm naming my son Aquarius.
It's such an epic
name.
That's
a strong football name. I'm naming my son Aquarius. We're getting him into sports.
Yes, Aquarius Johnson.
Aquarius Bear. Aquarius Johnson Bear coming to the field.
Yeah, it's such an epic name for a company that does fucking wage theft. I'm so pissed off, dude.
It stinks.
They did two analytics that they didn't tell us about until, like, I don't know, November. And then you're judged on, like, how many months out of the year you get them. So they're just like, yeah, sorry, you missed two shadow analytics.
Oh, dude.
You don't get any raise. Not even a cost of living. Yeah.
Not to talk about work stuff too much, but, like, dude, my job's doing this shit where, like, because, okay, so I work at a spa. But it's I work in a restaurant above a spa. I feel like I always have to clarify that because it's such a weird fucking thing. But most of the employees are not restaurant employees, right? And they get paid hourly, and they get paid, you know, a good amount hourly. So everybody at the spa is, like, clocking in early and just, like, hanging out and then clocking in late. So they made this, like, strict clock-in policy where you have to, like, if you're, like, 10 minutes early, you get, like, docs points. And if you get, like, X amount of points, then you might get fired, you know?
Wait.
But it's, like...
Do you mean 10 minutes late, or you get in trouble
10 minutes late and 10 minutes early. Anything with that's outside of the time frame of what you're scheduled as, right? But, like, restaurants, people always come in early and leave late. Because you have to, like, you just never know.
Yeah.
Like, a restaurant doesn't work where people leave exactly... on their shift because, like, sometimes things are busier, something, like, things are slower. It, like, all depends. So it's, like the restaurant can't really, like, function that way. And, like, I don't really know what to do. Because I get in 15 minutes early every day for work just to, like, set things up.
So they basically just want you to work for free for whatever time before.
Well, it's either that or I just get in 15 minutes early, but it's, like, and then not do anything and then, like, then clock in and then, like, rush to set up. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I clock in 15 minutes early for me so I can relax, not to, like, make more money. Because I make all my money on tips.
Yeah.
Like, they don't pay me shit. You know? So, I don't know. We'll see.
Ryan, do you clock in?
Yeah. We have a similar thing where they, when you're, like, grabbing your shit, they don't want you clocked in. And I'm like, no. If I'm here, I'm clocked in. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Also, I'm telling them I'm done training people, and then I'm just going to be like... Because I'm basically taking a 3% pay cut with no fucking raise whatsoever. So I'm just going to be like, you're getting 3% less out of me while I'm here, and I am looking for other shit. I don't want to fucking work for this company.
What are you looking for?
Anything. Anything that pays a decent, livable wage. Which is actually very few things. It's like seven things if you don't have a college degree, and they all suck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I would have known about computer jobs when I was in college.
What's the best job you can get without a degree?
Probably like a sewer chiseler. Just a guy who goes into the sewer.
And you do have to apprentice for 30 years to do that.
Well, yeah, you look at these jobs. The union. When you don't have a degree, you're like, okay, there's two types of jobs you can get. You're like, okay, I could wait tables. That seems like it's on the easier side of things, but it pays like $4 a year from the company. That's like probably not enough to live on.
Yeah, the company pays you $4 a year, and then you're basically an employee of
And then you just
people.
Have to beg people for more money.
Yeah.
For like doing your job. Or here's what you want. You want a noun verber job. You want like a something doer job, you know, like sewer chiseler, or like a sewer rat fucker. You could be an apprentice sewer rat fucker. And you're like, what is that? Oh, it would fuck rats in the sewer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then if you survive 10 years doing that, you can become a master sewer rat fucker and make $500,000
That's how Master Splinter became Master Splinter.
Then then you get paid as much as a dentist.
Yeah, then you make more than, honestly, the Supreme Court justices, which is crazy. And you have also, like, better job security than them.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Or you could become a cop.
Yeah. Yep.
Sewer fucker, bartender, cop.
Yeah.
The trifecta.
Or stand-up comedian. That's what you can do.
Well, you can be a stand-up doing all those things as well. Which
That's
is
true.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a lot of. Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
Honestly, it is. It's probably like welder, but I feel like you even need a degree if you're a welder, right? Like that. Does that count as a college degree or
depends? I'm going into plumbing. I think like just true plumbing. I think I'm gonna go to the union and do an apprenticeship.
Dude, you should, man.
I've thought about being those guys who hang on the ropes and clean the windows from skyscrapers.
That's a crazy job.
Mm-hmm. It pays a lot.
That's
yeah.
And not many people die. So I was thinking, I was like, you know, all right, I'd get up there.
It's only like 35% of people who do that die doing it.
Yeah, it's like only like 35%. And I'm like, that's pretty close to what like bartenders die from mm-hmm. a drug overdose. And I was mm-hmm. I was like, that's pretty good to me, honestly.
Yeah.
Have you really looked into it? How much do those guys make?
Like 30 something bucks an hour. You know,
that's not enough. That's not enough to be doing that, dude. You can make 30 an hour doing.
Dude, imagine you're in your office. You see my ass through the window.
Yeah.
You're making like a front facing camera video.
You see my ass making TikToks
going viral.
I would be like, dude, if I saw you through the window, I'd be like, don't shoot till you see the whites of his eyes. It's just like men lined up with muskets.
Damn, I've been working like a lot actually recently. That's why I feel like my life is just boring right now. Like,
Grant's been working
to talk about.
Grant's been working upwards of 25 hours a week.
you poor bastard.
You poor tough, stupid dude. Asshole.
I got another apology to demand.
Okay.
I was on the way to one of these shows. This guy runs these like weird fucking show. I did like 2 years ago. He had a show in like a thrift store, and it like sucked. He like doesn't know how to run a show, you know. So I was like, this guy, fuck this guy. And he's like one of those like show bookers. He's like not really in the comedy scene. He's like just adjacent to it. He books like variety shows in Brooklyn, like poets, musicians. That sort of thing, you know?
I'm kind of happy that, like, the Minneapolis scene isn't really big enough to support people like that. Like, there aren't really just producers here.
He's literally like just, like, a producer and then, like, a grifter. You can just tell, you know? And, so he hits me up, like, every week, and he's like, do you want to come? He's always, like, do you want to come do the show? And I'm like, I don't want to do your shows. Your shows suck. But he's just like... All right, he, like, hits me up week of, and he's like, this one's sold out. Come do it. And I'm like, all right, fuck it, whatever, you know. And I show up, and because it's bad energy because it's, like, at a bar, and it's, like, you have to follow, like, poets. And they're, like, doing, like they're doing, like, trauma. And, like, they're talking about, like, trauma, and it's, like, and then I go up and do my, and it's just not good. It's like not a good transition, you know? Mm-hmm. And I get there late, and he's like, Tommy, you're late. And I went, yeah, I'm sorry. I got here like as fast as I could. And I was 30 minutes late. Like, fuck off. Like, that's fine. He didn't give me like any like time. Like, this is when you're going on. And then he's like, oh, you missed your spot. And I went, really? And he's like, yeah. And I go, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, shook his hand, and then he's like, and then as I'm walking away, he's like, wait, Tommy, no, I'm just kidding. And I'm like, okay, so I don't have to, I don't have to do this. And then he's like, yeah, but you should come be on time next time. And I was like, what are we doing? Like, am I on or not? And then he's like with some woman, and then she's like, he's like, sorry, he's like being a dick. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be a dick too. Like, I'll fucking leave right now. And then he's like, no, you're on. Okay, you're on next. And I'm like, already pissed off. And then I go on stage like mad, you know. And I do okay, but I'm like, I have an apology demand from like people whose whole like people whose idea of like a joke is like just being like kind of mean, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, nice shoes. They look fucking stupid. And you're like, what? And then they're like, I'm just kidding, man. And mm-hmm. you're like, whoa, geez. Okay. He's like, yeah, you missed your spot. You're out. And I'm like, okay, bye.
Wait, so was he joking or was he being serious?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like, I'm like, dude, I will leave. I tell me I don't have to do comedy. Make my fucking day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to do this.
I feel like he wasn't joking. And then,
yeah, and there's like, it's like an older crowd. Like, everybody in the crowd was like 40 or 50. There's like a family in the back. And I'm like, all right, well, now I can't talk about jacking off. Don't bring kids to like an adult show. Dude, or whatever.
Living with a full ass family in New York City is incredibly sus, in my opinion. It's like, who the fuck is doing this? Like, I mean, millions of people are doing it, but it's like, dude, how just the gall to attempt to raise a family in New York City to me is like,
yeah, it's crazy. There's like a guy on the subway dying, and I'm like making eye contact with a 6-year-old. Like, that guy's crazy over there.
Yeah,
we're both looking at each other like, bro's having a bad day.
Believe this. And also, don't you just have to be like, from what I can gather, you either need to be like the richest person who has ever lived to raise a family in New York, or like the poorest person who has ever lived. Like, is there a middle class like family?
The middle class doesn't exist in New York.
Yeah.
There's no, you either make no money or you have all of the money.
You have like a penthouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I did like some apartment show last night that was like crazy big. Can I say this? All right. Also another thing. I did these girls show. Dude, girls are way better at running a comedy show than guys. Because they have friends. Every girl, every show, I'm a little girl comedy pilled right now. Every show that like a woman DMs me and they're like, do you want to come do our show? I'm like, sure. It's packed out with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because girls can throw a party. And then every guy who's like, I'm running a show. Like, I know guys who have like 60,000 followers and they're like, I only got 10 guys in like to the show. And then girls who have 300 followers and they're like, every one of my friends that I've ever known forever came to the show tonight. And I'm like, this is the best thing ever.
I like
so
that.
Shout out to girls running damn shows. They had this like huge apartment and there's like 100 people there. And I'm like, what? A man could never get 100 people.
A man could scarcely get one person back to his apartment.
A male comedian does not have any friends.
Dude, honestly, like if 100 people show up to my funeral, that's huge. Like that's the only shot we're getting.
I like literally think only women should be running comedy shows because there's like lights, there's a backdrop. Mm-hmm. They're like, we have wine.
Yeah, and they I'm have like, candy. Like they have
there's
candy.
There's a bowl of chips. You know, every guy indie show, it's just like, listen, there's four autistic guys in a basement,
and you're gonna have to argue with me to get a free PBR.
Yeah, and somehow you're paying me to do the show. And also, they're like, oh, thank you so much. We sold, you know, 80 tickets tonight. The proceeds go to LGBTQ+. And I'm like, oh, they got donations? A man would never think of donating any of his money to any organization. It's incredible. A guy would be like, yeah, we made $38 tonight, and I took all of it.
This is a good take, Tommy. I like
it. Dude, it's
one.
Like incredible. Girl comedy shows are incredible. They're like energy. They're like, I get into this apartment and they're like, hey, the green room's over here. Oh, they're all moving around like this. They're all about to cross me over. You know what I mean? They're just like, hey, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I'm just like, you guys are the most wonderful people I've ever met in my life.
Did you watch The Wolves yesterday?
No, I was busy. I had crap to do.
It was a good game.
Ant, though.
Mm-hmm.
Coming alive.
Yeah, we love to see it.
And he got the MVP chant at the end of the game. I was watching some clips.
There was a funny, I was actually listening to part of it, and the crowd was, I guess, chanting overrated at Kevin Durant. And the announcer on the radio was like, the fans here shouting underrated at Kevin Durant, I don't want to, you know, sound bad or anything, but that might not be the wisest decision. I'm just like, yeah, guys, shut the fuck up. Like, you want to... I feel like basketball players are capable of just hearing something like that and dropping
turning
like 50
it on.
Points. Yeah.
Kevin Durant, especially, that man
like,
checks Twitter constantly and, like, argues with people.
Yeah.
That's like he's like a petty superstar athlete, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do like a superstar athlete who's like, 17 years ago, I got drafted second And ever since then, I've just had like the biggest chip on my shoulder that I wasn't the best player in the world, according to one other team. And that's what fuels me. That's what makes me wake up at 3 a.m. and go run 18 miles every day.
Dude, yeah. I mean, Jordan would do that. Jordan, like a guy, like there's like this story, this guy, like, I don't know, they beat the Bulls in like the playoffs. I forget which team, but he like, he just like said something to Jordan like after the game, you know, like this, maybe like a little snide comment, you know, and then Jordan's like, I'm going to drop 60 points on you for the rest of the series.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he went up to Jordan. He was like, hey, good game. And Jordan's like, don't look at me.
Yeah, I'm mad right now.
Don't look at me. Don't touch me. I'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know, also when Jordan went to go play baseball for like that one season, the Bulls hired this, they drafted this other guy. And he was like, Jordan heard at practice that he said to like another player, he's like, I could beat Jordan one-on-one. So he flies back during his baseball season to play this guy one-on-one and beats him and then goes back to play baseball.
Dude,
that's
oh
like,
my God,
that's the best.
I can't even like imagine having even close to that level of confidence in myself. Like if
just
anybody
caring
says
about
they,
anything.
Well, if anybody says they can beat me at anything, I'm always just like, yeah, if he's saying that, it means he probably can. You know?
I mean,
why would he be saying that if he could? Why would he just be lying?
But also the equivalent,
I trust humanity.
The equivalent of that would be like if you like moved somewhere to go do stand up and then like some an open micer who's been doing it for like 3 months was like, I'm better than Grant or Tom. You'd be like, all right, dude, if I had the money, I would fly back and have a way better set than you, stupid.
Flying back and going to an open mic.
Yeah, and then bombing. It's at terminal, so you just everybody bombs. Yeah. They're like, I don't know actually who had a better set. Everyone just kind of ate shit, I think.
Yeah. Going up to him and going like, you're right.
Actually,
you're actually right, man.
You were 100% spot on. You're actually really good at this. I've been doing this for 14 years.
Yeah.
And you're better than me now.
Oh, my God, dude. I was like, dude, I did this girl's comedy show. I did their comedy shows. Maybe the best show I've ever done in my entire life. It's like there's like 60 women in this apartment. Everyone's hot. And everything you say, you're just like, they're just locked in. You know what I mean? Anyways, we're like, we go to a bar afterwards and then I'm talking to the other comedians and I'm like, how long have you guys been doing comedy? And they're like, oh, you know, we started in September. And I'm like, oh, that's great. You're all like really good. Like you're all very funny people. And they're like, what about you? And I'm like, it's come up on 8 years. And they're like, holy shit, how old are you? And I'm like, I don't even fucking know, dude.
Oh, damn.
They're like,
dude.
8 years. They're like, wow. They're like, what do you want out of this? And I'm like, basically tonight, this is kind of what it is. It's nights like these we spend. It's nights like these.
Yeah. Eventually, I would like to make, like, I would like to get, like, some money out of this. I think that's my only real
like
goal.
$200.
They're like, do you want to be. Dude, it's so cute. They're like all out of college and they're all like happy about life, you know? And they're like, do you want like to be on TV? And I was like, yeah, all the things. Sure. Yeah. I would like that very much.
No, I don't want to be on TV.
No, just kind of this. This is fine.
Yeah.
This is good enough right here. And they're like, you're so funny. They're like, you should be on. And I'm like, yeah, this is what I've been saying.
They're just reverting to like the aunts, what all the aunts say.
Dude, they're literally, they're like 23-year-old girls being my aunts. And they're like, that was like a really good joke. And I'm like, that's what I've been telling it.
You're the old head now, dude. You're the grizzled.
Dude, I'm grizzled an old man. I know. I'm an old head, and which is, I don't know. It's fine.
Your Brooklyn old head.
One girl another comic said something. She's like, oh, this is kind of hacky. And then another girl who just started comedy was like, what's hacky? And I was like, this is the best conversation I've ever been in all week, actually.
That's awesome.
I thought she was doing a bit. I was like, are you for real? And she's like, what do you mean hacky? And I was like, holy shit. Let's go.
Yeah, you're like, first of all, there's no sack at the end of this hacky. That's the first thing you need to know about hacking.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, talking about jacking off for a long time is fine, all right? Talking about shitting your pants and jacking off, that's actually art.
Secondly, I'm going to show you a comedian from Minneapolis. His name is Ryan Call.
Yeah.
This is hack.
I just go to the bartender and I'm like, let me get on Augs. I have to play my friend's reels. I'm playing my friend's reels on the Augs at the bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
All right. We are hitting the end of our free episode here.
Nice.
You guys have anything to promote for the...
Sisyphus, you're listening to this on Thursday. I'm at Sisyphus Friday. Oh, dude, I have... Okay, we'll talk about that on the Patreon.
Okay.
I got some shit.
I'm probably gonna... I'll be hanging at Sisyphus this weekend with Tommy and Max. I don't think I have any shows. I got some stuff in May. I'm gonna be opening up for Ronan Hirschberg at Acme the first week of May. So if you want to come out to Acme, go to my website. Tickets are up there.
Nice.
All right.
Oh wait. Thank you guys. Thank you to everybody who has joined the Patreon. We love you. Yeah, we're gonna put up Tommy's feet pictures from last week. Those are gonna be up there. Also, I realized we have the back catalog of your guys' old podcast. I still have those saved, so we could maybe throw that up on the Patreon if you guys would be open to that.
Yeah, absolutely. The six episodes of Our Dads.
Yeah.
Before Zach's dad died.
Zach's dad died, and we had to go.
And we had to kick him off the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Because
we were like,
all right, we'll start. This is the Patreon right now. But dude, I remember getting a text from Zach like one morning, like, "Hey guys, my dad died."